Here on 810 on the Mighty 690 KGGF, it is time for our Ask the Expert segment. And joining us, we have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. I'm well. Thank you.
Hey, good deal. So we've been having just a roller coaster of a ride with the weather, where we had a literally 60 degree drop there earlier in the week.
That was incredible.
It was just nuts. It was just crazy. So
it really was.
Really good weather coming up this weekend, though.
Oh, I'm excited.
So it's like a two-edged sword, though. We got the good weather, but that means it's like, well, you're kind of running out of excuses to clean those gutters and, straighten up, do a little spring cleaning.
Yeah, right. That's true. That's true.
It's all coming up. I'm like I was saying, all right, kids, I hate to say it, but your parents might make you do some of those chores here on a Saturday.
Right. It's a little too nice outside to stay inside.
That's right. Well, hey, what is our verse of the day?
It is 1 John 1:9. It reads, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John 1:9.
Hey, very good, Charles. I appreciate that. And, extra important, as we go throughout this season of Lent and, a lot of stuff happening here. So, it's hard to believe, too, that Easter isn't really that far away as well. I was just flipped the calendar over to March and I see that Good Friday is the 29th. So,
we just had Christmas. You just feel like there should be a place where we just sort of park and sit for a while. But no. Valentine's is past, and here we are in March. It's just incredible.
Just going right down the tracks there. So, yeah. Hey, well, as we are, talking about the changing seasons and all that sort of thing, thinking about the folks there that you help a lot of the time. Just folks from really all walks of life. And, there's definitely something to be said about, thinking about that that planning for retirement, saving for retirement. And the other fact that, as we go throughout this journey, that, the general idea that, we got to be really careful about those losses when we're doing our savings, because those can affect us really at all stages of saving and retirement and life in general.
That's true. We have to learn to manage risk. And one of the risks that we have is loss. I had a client and he had come through 2008 and he had his nest egg. He had a good amount that he had worked very hard to save. He had sacrificed. He'd worked and put off going to his kids' ball games. He had done all kinds of things. He had lived on less in order to secure his retirement. And 2008 was coming, and as it was sort of unraveling, he saw his nest egg take a small hit, and lost a smaller amount, 5%. It's like, well, I can handle this. I can lose 5%. Then you lose a little more. He lost a little more, and like, well, I can handle this. And then, the whole rest of the time, it just became this rationalization. Like, it's okay, but it really wasn't okay. And before long, his nest egg had dropped over 40%.
Oh, man.
And so, if you lose 10%, do you know what kind of a gain you have to make in order to get back to the original original amount that you had before?
Well, you'd think like 10%, right? Went to 10 down, go back up 10.
Yeah, but that's not how it works. You actually have to make an 11% return to get back up to be where you were previously. And that doesn't sound drastic, 10% versus 11%. Okay. But if you take that out to 50%, so if you lose 50% of your nest egg, then you have to experience a 100% gain in order to recover to where you were previously. Mm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
100% gain. And that's just a very, very steep hill to climb. And especially for my client, who didn't quite lose 50, but was close to that, who was at retirement, who was at a place where a time in life where this was supposed to be there, and it was reduced significantly. And we have this sunk cost fallacy. Like, well, I've lost this money. I can't get out now. That's just going to lock in my losses. And And a lot of times the advisor will come back and say, well, you don't want to lock in your losses, right? Well, on the other side of that, if the roller coaster is going up and you're making money, try to have the conversation, hey, can I lock in my gains?
Mm-hmm, sure. Yeah. That's right.
That's a good idea, right? Based on that logic where you don't want to lock in your losses. On the other hand, do you want to lock in your gains? Well, the answer should be yes, and especially if you're at or in or approaching retirement shortly. And so, but many times they'll say, let's just wait a little bit longer. Let's just make a little bit more money. And there's never a time where you lock in those gains.
Sure.
Okay. And so my point is losses, the pain of losses is deeper than the joy of the gains, because losses are more harder to recover from. Warren Buffett's number one rule of investing is don't lose money. Second rule is don't lose money. His third rule is refer to rule number one and two, right? Don't lose money. And don't be okay with a loss. That should not be okay, and especially as we get closer to retirement. I believe that as we get older, our money should get safer because we have less time to recover than we used to, and we have less income. As we go into retirement, our income stops and we have to live on our on what we've saved other than our Social Security.
Sure. Now, you know, if you had like a sliding scale of, you know, maybe things that were maybe a little riskier versus safer, I mean, what would that be? You know, what are some of those things that maybe are, you know, those things that maybe, okay, if you're younger, yeah, you could mess around with a little bit. But, you know, as we get older, where do we want to be putting that money into?
Well, there's two different worlds of investing out there. And there's a risk and fee-based world. And with most employers, that's where your money is at, and you really don't have an option. And so it's in a risk and fee-based in that world. The other world is a safety-based world of investing, and that's where I operate. And my number one rule is safety first, a reasonable rate of return, and then to keep it simple and easy to understand. And so I believe that as we get older, your money should get safer. And so in the safety-based world, we have accounts that are guaranteed and protected and secure, where they can't go down with market volatility.
Well, you know, it sounds to me a lot like just from, you know, like the stock market per se, people could probably get a little bit emotional, I feel like, with that. They're like, oh my gosh, you know, because it's so real time. It's so like, oh, it might go up, it might go down. And you're like almost sometimes encouraged, I feel like, to make some of those split second decisions. You can be swayed into that. And I feel like once we start to get some emotions involved in here, when we start dealing with money, that can be kind of bad.
It really can be. And if you have built up a nest egg and you're at or near or in retirement, you've already, I want to say, won the game. You know, you've already crossed the finish line. Your nest egg is what it is, and it's what it's going to be to fund the rest of your life. And to try to take that to the casino and try to greatly increase it is a very risky proposition. And I ask people, you know, how would it change your life if you doubled your nest egg? Right? Let's say you have 200,000 and you went to 400,000. How would that change your life? Would you get a new car? Would you get a new house? How would that change your life? And most of the time they say, you know, it really wouldn't. I'm happy with my home.
Yeah.
Happy with my car. I'm happy with, you know, what I have. And then I say, well, what if this nest egg were to be cut in half? What if you went from 200,000 to 100,000 or whatever your number is? That's a whole different conversation. Rather than buying another house, if you were to double, you may actually downsize your house at that point. You may you know, go a different, have, use a different car, buy a different car, or maybe go to a cheaper car, or whatever, you know, whatever the adjustment might be. And so, as I was saying, losses hurt us more than gains help us, especially in retirement.
Yeah. And, you know, that's, that leads us right into, you know, my question about maybe if folks are already in retirement, you know, how does that impact them?
So it's easy in retirement to look at your nest egg and say, well, maybe I'm down 3%. I'm down 5%, whatever the number is that you're down. And it's easy to look at that number in isolation. But if you are withdrawing money out of your nest egg, and once you get to age 73, there's a required minimum distribution that you have to take. Uncle Sam says you have to take out of your IRA or qualified accounts. So you're taking, they're experiencing a loss because of that. And then if you're experiencing a loss in the market conditions with market volatility, and then if you're experiencing losses with inflation, which we are, those losses start to stack up and have a compounded effect on your well-being and on the well-being of your nest egg. So losses hurt more than gains help.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And I know that, you know, you have ways that you can help people regardless of their situation. I mean, if people come in and they say, hey, you know, this happened, you have, you know, ways that can help folks, you know, really in all stages of maybe, you know, maybe they're already in retirement, maybe they're planning for it. I mean, just the gamut, right?
And let me say that in our younger years, we think about risk differently than we do in our older years. In our younger years, we ride roller coasters. We ride dirt bikes and motorcycles a lot of times. You know, all these different things. And risk is sort of fun. And as we get older, those roller coasters and dirt bikes and motorcycles become a little less attractive. And we think a lot harder before we experience those next time. And the same is true with investing. When you're young and you have that 401k or that savings, whatever you're working to save, the losses in the market don't really have as big an impact as they do once we get closer in retirement. For one reason, they're smaller numbers, right? You don't have as much when you're young and trying to get started. So the losses don't hurt as bad because there's not as much to lose. But as we get older, it becomes far more serious because the purpose is no longer to grow the money. The purpose becomes to preserve the money. And that's what we specialize in is safety first and then growth. We want growth. Zero growth is unacceptable. We need growth in order to help offset inflation as best we can and try to beat inflation best we can. We've got to have growth, but we've got to have safety first, then growth. And then to keep it simple and easy to understand. If you have someone that uses words that, don't worry about it, you don't understand, and just sort of blows it off, that's sort of a danger sign.
Yeah, red flag there.
Yeah, because they're trying to, there's something that probably that they don't really want to have to explain. And if you get in your mailbox a large, looks like a catalog, all this fine print. That fine print is telling you something in so many words that they don't want you to understand, but they still have to tell you. They're required to tell you. And they're telling you that there's risk and there's fees. And it's called a prospectus. That's what it's all about. And it's going to use 10,000 words to tell you two main words. You have risk and fees. And, so if that's where you're at, you know, there's something called the rule of 100. And the rule of 100 says that if you're 50 years old, 50% of your money should be safe. You know, if you're 20 years old, 20% of your money should be safe. If you're 80, then 80% of your money should be safe. And I don't know how many times I've seen people and their advisor has them investing like they just got out of college. And most of their money is at risk, and a small portion of their money is safe. And they're at a stage in life where it needs to be just the opposite. And so we help people to get aligned by the rule of 100 and to make sure that they're in a place where they their money is safe, secure, getting a reasonable rate of return, and it's something that they understand.
That's some great keys to live by there, Charles. And if people do want to talk to you about this at Skink Insurance, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
So call our office, 620-331-8800, and we can do an assessment. There's no charges, no fees whatsoever to sit down and look at your situation. You can find us at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. We also have locations in Howard and Sedan. We're online at skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K.
Okay, Charles. Well, that is a really good update there. And hey, we'll come back in just a moment and put a bow on this here as we have our conversation with Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. Back here on the Mighty 690 with Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. And Charles, for folks who may not have caught the first part of our conversation, if you just briefly, you know, want to summarize, you know, what we talked about, kind of the mantra of, you know, how we want our money to behave as far as investing goes, as, you know, as we get a little bit older and worry about those losses.
Sure. Yeah. As we get older, I believe that our money should get safer because we have less time to recover than we did in our early years. And we're at a stage in life where we need that money to be available. And the goal switches become from growing our nest egg to preserving our nest egg. And many times we have stopped taking risk like we used to in our younger years, and we're living more conservatively. But our nest egg can be acting like a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
And taking risk like a 20-year-old. And so you want your money to line up with your values, and we help people achieve that.
Excellent. Well, that is a really good service you guys are offering. And I know that folks can even chat with you here a little bit about that coming up this month. Now I can say it, this month, because that's going to be March 22nd and 23rd, the Interstate Farm and Home Show coming to Coffeyville. And I know you guys are going to have your booth set up over there, and we're really looking forward to having you.
We're excited to be there. And really looking forward to it. Our staff's going to be there. We're going to have giveaways, drawings, popcorn, and have a great time.
Excellent. Well, Charles, for the folks just joining us, if they have questions for you, they want to talk with you about this or any topic, where can we find you?
Call us at 620-331-8800. We're located in Independence, Howard and Sedan. Our main office is in Independence at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right down from Waters True Value.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on by, Charles. Appreciate it. Look forward to chatting again here next weekend. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, James.
All righty. That is Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here on our Ask the Expert segment. Fox News starts now. We will have Open Line right after this.